CliffCentral.com.
What a way to start the show, man. Zim Conversations. It's your boy KF here on CliffCentral.com. What's going on? Zimbabwe, Bob Marley. I mean, I am so proud to be able to say that the legendary Bob Marley sang a song specifically about our country. Like, I mean, I'm not proud of the situation that the country is in, but I'll always be proud to be Zimbabwean, man. All day, every day. I'm alone today. So, yeah. Unfortunately, the other immigrant is not here. That's your boy, Kamu Big Daddy Black. He's away on some other type of business that I cannot divulge. But, you know, we're going to hold it down for you, the listeners. As always, Zim Conversations, every Thursday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on CliffCentral.com. Don't forget, you know, to visit our page, Zim Conversations, on the CliffCentral.com website. And, yeah, download our podcast. Listen to what we have to say about anything and everything Zimbabwe. So, today's a Thursday. I got, of course, I started off with Bob Marley, and I'm going to play a whole lot more dancehall. And we've got a lot of people. First of all, I need them in the studio. They're late. Because, you know, Zimbabweans are always late. Central African time. They specified. But, yeah. So, today's a Thursday, and I got a lot of friends, but I've got one very, very special friend who I'm dedicating this show to. She loves dancehall. I don't know the difference between dancehall, raga, and reggae, but then she loves that whole genre of music. And today, a lot of people in South Africa, especially down in down in the south, will be going to a place called Baseline. Shout out to Ja Seed. So we're dedicating the show to y'all, and we started off with Bob Marley. We're gonna have some more songs coming up, and we're gonna have a surprise guest. For the meantime, though, we got a boy. So I got an email randomly. Palisa, who does the info email?
What info email?
As in the info at Cliff Central email.
I don't know.
Is it Dory? I think it's Dory probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got an info@cliffcentral.com email address. Like, if you want to get in touch with any of us, is it Jane? Who does it, Jane? It's Dory? Okay, yeah. So Dory does the info@cliffcentral.com email. If you want to reach out to us, because I'm not giving
it's
nobody.
Not Dory.
So who is it?
I don't know.
Okay, somebody does it.
Contact.
Oh, it's contact. contact@cliffcentral.com. Okay, sweet. Yeah, so it's contact@cliffcentral.com. So if you want to get in touch with us, you know, if you want to come on the show, if you want something previewed on the show, I mean, any sort of, you know, correspondence that you want to make with Zim Conversations, just hit us up on that, and they'll get in touch with us. So what the brother who's in the studio right now did is he hollered at Cliff Central, and then they just forwarded the email to me, and we're very responsive. You know, we're like a small radio station. We are not big-headed as yet. You know, we'll shout back at you. And tell me,
hey,
what's up, my G?
How's it going?
So, you know, you're a living testament of the fact that we actually do respond to, you know, people who holler at us, you know. And here you are, man, on CliffCentral.com. So what's good? I mean,
I'm alright. Joburg weather, it's cold, bro. Last night was raining.
Yeah, and it woke
up tomorrow.
Crazy cold yesterday, and so then today woke up. Yeah, and I'm wearing a blazer. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Joburg weather, man, changes, man.
It's crazy. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You spoke about, you know, interviewing us. I mean, that was actually what you wanted to do. You wanted to interview people. So what's going on? What brought you to Josie?
Oh, okay, bro. It's so good to be here, bro. I saw some pictures of Simba, well, the late great Simba presenter in the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know.
I was
about,
just flipping through the pages.
Who's Simba Mere?
Yeah, Simba
Mere. That was his name, right? The dude from what was that place called?
Chop Billing.
Chop Billing, yeah. I wasn't in South Africa yet, so I don't know too much about him.
Okay.
Honestly, I've only been here for 10 months.
Is it?
In the country, yeah.
Hey, the
but then I heard that, yeah, I've heard a lot about him. I've heard a lot about him. Jane, what is that? What's Jane doing?
The brother man was a good presenter. How can you not know? How could
I? You know, I didn't watch a lot of
Tabling TV.
A lot of South African television.
Okay, so you.
Yeah, I don't know too much about the media industry here.
Okay.
I'm learning. You know, I'm getting to know stuff. You know, I watch, you know, Mubango at times now. You know, the chief dude, he's dope. But their suits are too shiny. But
no, KK though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and KK's suits are ridiculous. Like, come on. Man.
Yeah.
So I'm catching up. But Simba. Yeah. I'm also one of the panelists for the Zimbabwe Achievers Awards.
And
they actually have an award that's dedicated to him, which is the Simba Mere media award. Yeah. So I mean, rest in peace to a brother who's doing his thing in the in South Africa, man. Representing our flag. That's dope.
Yeah, he was a good guy. So basically, I'm here to back home. I do a TV program called Be Amazing.
Okay.
Pretty much, the director, producer. Yeah, I do work with other people as well. Abba Morgan.
But wait, you already said you're the director and producer. How does that work? Come on now. Come on.
You know what? You know how Zim is, bro. So you pretty much have to multitask. You do two things. So you direct,
because
produce.
Funding is still tight, of course. Yeah.
Exactly. Isn't it, you know, the director is like the one that does all the scripts and stuff? The producer in TV is the one who organizes, arranges things.
Okay.
Finances it.
Okay.
So pretty much those are the roles of the director and producer.
Wait, producers finance projects?
Yeah. So if you're a producer, right? Let's say it's a film.
Yeah.
If you're a producer, you're the one who's putting money in there. More like you're a manager, as well as the executive producer.
Oh, snap. Okay. So I know with music, the executive producer is usually the owner of the record label or something. Like Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre, exactly.
Puffy, yeah.
I think, you know what, in music and film is very different. Because in music, if you're the producer, most likely you're the guy who's making the beat. Is it?
Not necessarily. When you're an executive producer.
Uh-huh.
Like Puffy. When's the last time Puffy made a beat? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But because he finances the project, it's his record label, he just becomes... And then obviously he oversees to say, okay, is my money being spent the right way? You know,
exactly.
Stuff like that. But, you know, get into, you know,
Be Amazing.
Be
Amazing. Be Amazing.
Okay.
Be Amazing is just an inspirational show, bro. It came about... I wanted to tell the stories of Zimbabweans, especially the ones that we don't know of, but guys were doing good things. Because I remember, you know, hearing, do you know so-and-so is a Zimbabwean? I'm like, what? Zimbabwean?
Yeah.
So I want to kind of like break that and use TV and those people's stories to kind of like inspire people. You know, it comes in with the whole national pride. If you know that so-and-so is Zimbabwean.
That is,
you know,
dope, my man. Like, I'm actually listening intently. I'm rarely ever quiet.
Yeah.
So when I'm quiet, it means, you know, I mean, you're probably saying something that means a lot to me. No, for real. I think there's so many success stories within the country that have not been, firstly, recorded. Mm-hmm. Besides even just inspiring people now, I think what we lack is inspiration for future generations.
Exactly.
You know, we talk of heroes, Aka, and everyone's old. I mean, who are modern day heroes? Who do our kids going to grow up looking up to, like, oh man, that dude's doing stuff that I want to do, man. I look up to this dude, you know? And a lot of people are out there, and a lot of Zimbabweans are just out there, man.
They're doing amazing things.
Like, it's crazy. Like, in every little crevice and crack, you'll find a Zimbabwean
doing something big, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For example, this other lady, she came with a show. Her name is Jake Mgido. Probably you know her, right?
No.
Jake Mgido is, she's a
Zimbabwean. You know what? I'm not cocky.
Okay.
Because people are going to start thinking I'm cocky. I'm not cocky. I just don't have information.
Sure.
Yeah, I just don't have information. I don't know a lot of people, but yeah.
So Be Amazing is going to be... Be for people like you,
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, man.
You
that'll
know,
be
that's
dope.
What I'm talking about. Yeah. So Jake Mgido is a Zimbabwean, but she's a makeup artist in Hollywood. And she has worked with people like, you know, Denzel Washington.
Oh my God.
And imagine Denzel.
I know
Washington.
Denzel. I know Denzel. Denzel. Yeah, I know Denzel.
Like the world's best actor. So we have a Zimbabwean who's doing makeup for the world's best actor. And, you know, to me, this just like sounds awesome.
Wow.
So she came to the show sometime last year, and it was amazing to just have her.
Well, okay, so she came to the show, she was in Zim.
Yeah, she came to Zim. So I just heard that she was in the country, and we got in touch with her, and then we talked with her.
Wow, that is awesome. Okay, wait, first and foremost, you see, I respect people like that, because there are a lot of Zimbabweans who don't want to associate with Zim.
Exactly.
Never, you know, I mean, they don't fly the flag.
They don't want...
Okay, nowadays I can understand people not flying the flag, because I think what Sean sees on this flag. You know what I mean? Holding your own country's flag can get you arrested these days. But besides that, like, people should just be able to be like, yo, man, I'm Zimbabwe.
I'm,
like,
I'm from Zim, yeah.
To the extent that we named our show Zim Conversations.
That's how much pride we had in it.
You know what I mean? Like,
so this guy, he won an award here. What's his name? Gopal. Gopal.
Leroy Gopal. Leroy,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know. I've been told about Leroy Gopal.
Dude.
But he's into, isn't he into acting?
Yeah. He won an award, yeah. And then he went right on the stage with his Zim flag.
And yeah, I mean, that's that pride. Buffalo Soldier does it every time he wins a Channel O award. You know what I mean? He's always with that flag. Unappreciative Zimbabwean. You know what I mean? You need to appreciate those people who actually, you know, lift the brand.
Exactly.
Because our brand has been tarnished ridiculously right now. I mean, respect to Jackie, man, for that. And the fact that she's in Zim. She comes back home. You know, people don't come back home. People don't. Of course, I'm not saying come back forever. That's up to you and your financial situation. You know what I mean? But, you know, embrace the nation, because one day things are going to be good, and you don't want to be that person who was left behind.
Exactly.
You don't want to be that person who, you know, comes through and says, oh my God, things are looking better in Zim. Things are going on well. I want to come and invest. And people are like, wait. Are you even Zimbabwean? You changed your surname 3 times. You don't have what do you call it? When you forego your nationality, and then now you're either South Africa or Dutch.
So I want to change my name.
Called Farai,
I want to change my name. Tami Kumalo.
Okay. What? Are you trying to
joke?
Yeah. Okay. So tell us a bit more about where can we watch Be Amazing?
Okay. You know what? It's very good that you asked that question, because the last season when we produced it, we put it on ZTV.
Oh, Jesus.
Ah, come on, man. I love my country. And I love Zim. Jesus. I love Zim.
No, I love Zim. I don't love ZBC, though.
No.
Come on.
Why?
Come on. I mean, one time when... I've said this before. There's the one time when they had a dude doing the weather.
Ah, come on.
You know what I mean?
I know that
but
guy.
He had a pink tie.
Exactly.
And a tuxedo. I'm like, dude, are you going to a wedding straight after this? Or did you just come from a wedding and then start doing the news? Yeah, okay.
Well,
I mean, that's a starting point. Yeah, for you, exactly. That's a starting point. And I don't think that the platform that you use can ever take away from your show.
Yeah, well, we'll say.
Yeah.
But it's true what you say as well, because, you know, these days, TV is, I mean, Netflix. People are now actually modern day TV trends will tell you that a lot of people are now watching TV on the internet, and slowly people are not watching TV in the traditional TV.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I want to change in the next season. The next season I really want to put it online.
Okay.
We have a Facebook page. There's a Facebook page. The Amazing TV Show. Just one word. I want to put it online. Isn't it? You know, tonight is Zorro, right?
Yeah.
You watched that.
I caught, you know, glimpses of it here and there.
Yeah. Those guys are doing good
was
things.
Was it online? Was that only online?
Yeah. Zorro
Makamba.
Yeah. And, you know, Anko and Obizi, those guys, they came up with their show, purely put it online.
Okay.
The whole season. And then, yeah, some other guys bought it and put it on DSTV.
Is Tonight with Zorro on DSTV?
Yeah. Those guys are screening on Zimbabwe Magic.
Oh, okay. On Zimbabwe
Magic. South African.
Okay,
yeah. But those guys are good, right? They won an award for that particular program.
Okay.
So a whole lot of other guys are putting the material online.
I mean,
Pure Box
online
TV.
Is the way. Is Pure Box a Zimbabwean thing too? Okay,
bro,
why do
those
people?
Those guys are Zim. Pure Box TV.
No, but I'm just thinking, why is it these shows haven't, like, you know, because of course people in Zim will know about the show.
Exactly.
Because of course most of the people are in Zim and they market their show within Zim. But I mean, for you to get that leverage, I mean, there's so many people who are in the States from Zimbabwe. People, I bet you there's Zimbabweans in Colombia right now, man. But these are people who want to catch up with what's going on at home.
Home, yeah.
But we don't know. I think the marketing needs to transcend. It needs to go more viral so that people know about these shows. I didn't know about a show called Pure Box.
Yeah, the beat.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I didn't know about your show, fam.
Exactly.
I mean, so I think there's a need for you to reach out more so that, you know, because, and then first of all, what you need is for people to critique. Because we've always spoken about how TV, what do you think about the quality of our TV right now?
Our TV, as in Zim.
As in, yeah, our shows, the production, you know,
well,
visuals.
If you look at it, the way TV works, right? TV works, it survives on the lifeblood of business investors, advertisers, right? So you have a leverage whereby you do your TV program, you do your TV show, you put a TV station. The TV station makes money from adverts, business, people who want to put their brand or associate with the brand. So as a result, in our country right now, you know the situation, probably the economy is not doing very well. So the moment you do not have people who want to put money, people want to invest in a particular show, then no matter how good you are, right? But at the end of the day, you need to make ends meet. So
in other words, you're saying because the economy is trash,
like
anything that survives on corporate funding is gonna be trash.
You don't have to
euphemize anything here, man. We're uncensored. Look at
obviously. Look at the shows that are here, and I've been watching TV this side, some of the programming I'm seeing here. If some other Zim guys would come this side, they'll probably do better now.
Okay. But because the funding is
there. The funding is good. The money is there. And as you were saying, marketing, aggressiveness. Look, bro. We are in Cliff Center right now.
Yeah.
Podcast.
No one sponsored our show, though. I got to be for real, though. No. No matter how good we are, ain't nobody trying to sponsor our show. I don't know what's going on. Hey, Zimbabweans. You know what? Come on, guys. It's not even that much. $1,000 It'll make sense.
Be amazing too, though. Be amazing still. Be just pushing through as well.
I think Zimbabweans have not embraced the culture of that sort of sponsored advertising, paid media.
Exactly, especially with the arts, right?
Yeah, nah. Yeah, Zimbabweans just want to put up a billboard. Every Zimbabwean company wants to put up a billboard, bro. Like, trip a billboard, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. It's actually ridiculous. But
so I think the direction we need to take, though, is to, as you were saying earlier, to put our productions or content, our stories to other people.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Chinese people have taught us Kung Fu. We all know what Kung Fu is.
Yeah.
From the movies we've been watching.
Yeah.
And look at the Nigerians. We now know their culture. Even the Americans.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
I wish Kamu was here. He could probably do the accent the rest of the show. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the country, the media, we need to put out our story, because we are now a country that doesn't even watch. Like, if you go to Zim right now, a lot of people probably will also watch content from other places.
Yeah.
From here, SA, and
I wonder if anyone watches ZTV on DSTV, like from outside the country, like other people. Like, Palisa, do you watch ZTV? Did you know there's ZTV on DSTV? No, you can say it. You don't just have to shake your head. Are you afraid of the repercussions? It's crazy. So, that's sad.
So we actually need to start telling our stories, man. We need to start to make people know who we are. I think it's
How do you plan on doing that with Be Amazing then? Because of course, yes, you can record, you can do the whole, you know, the whole process is, how do you plan on actually getting it out there?
I really want to try putting it online first.
Okay.
And
that's smart, yeah.
Probably from there, when I take it to the next level, I want to try and put it here on Mnet. Okay. If it's possible. Look, we have viewers in Zimbabwe who buy, you know, DSTV, boutique, those ones, and those channels. And yet, in SA, are we 2 million? Yeah.
You see, that is the greatest point that you've come up with. The last non-official census of Zimbabweans, immigrants in South Africa is probably 3 million. And that, it's crazy. So you've got 3 million Zimbabweans. That's a very big market.
Exactly.
You know, if those 3 million Zimbabweans, okay, if, let's say, what's that peanut butter brand? What's that peanut butter brand called? Peanut butter, come on, Cat?
Cat.
Is it called Cat? Black Cat.
Exactly.
If Black Cat realized that there are 3 million Zimbabweans in South Africa, right?
Exactly.
And heard about Zim Conversation, someone from Black Cat should be listening, because Zimbabweans love peanut butter. Heard that there are 3 million Zimbabweans. Maybe 10% of those 3 million are listening to Zim Conversations right now. That's 300,000 Zimbabweans. If they put their ad or sponsored our show, I'm sure Zimbabweans, 300,000 Zimbabweans would be willing to start buying Black Cat.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, we're an actual market.
We are.
That people can actually target within this country and in many other places in the world.
So, in our case, bro,
Zimbabweans and
we
Indians.
We know.
I think the second largest population of Indians in the world
in any country
is Durban, man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
So I'm just thinking that if we can start to tell the stories of people, the immigrants, right?
Because
it's not every. Let's look, bro. There's reality, though. Because a random person, if I ask them on the street, what do you think of immigrants? What do you think of Zimbabweans? What's the first thing that comes into your mind,
bro? You know what? I agree. And I've been having this conversation with a couple of friends often. So many Zimbabweans are here and they're going to live for like 5-10 years and they try and get a permanent residence. Like, that is the saddest thing on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to become a South African resident. I'm here to do my thing. This is a stepping stone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm here for my time. 5 years, that's even if I get to 5 years. I'm here, I'm about to do my thing. I do my thing, I move on to another country. You know what I mean? And, I mean, the goal is to gain as much experience from all these different markets.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have that experience, once you have the connections, you build that network, you build that brand, you take it back home and kaboom.
Exactly.
Because my dad always used to tell me, you cannot be a lizard in your own country and then wake up in Australia and expect to be a crocodile.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You got to grow in your own country first, build your brand, and then do. But of course, you can come to another country and do your thing.
Yeah.
I'm never going to... I can do my thing, right? I'm building the brand. I'm here in South Africa on CliffCentral.com. You're doing the same thing with Be Amazing. I'm not going to own Cliff Central, though. I'm always going to work for Gareth. You know what I mean? So I'm always going to be a lizard. I might just be a lizard with a really dope name. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I'm never going to be the crocodile. And that's the saddest thing. That's the saddest thing about, you know, our immigration status. I think there's nothing wrong. And that's when people, you know, you become an immigrant when you've decided you're not leaving that country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've always thought about, okay, what's the difference between an expat and an Indian? And an immigrant, sorry.
Indians, bro.
I did not do that on purpose. You know, what's the difference? And the difference is expats go to work.
Okay.
And after they've worked, they go back home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People will lose their jobs in South Africa and they'll stay. You know what I mean? People will stay for years on end. You know what I mean? And I think there just needs to be, of course, I understand people's situations because the country's not doing too well. But there's so many other opportunities. There's Namibia. You know what I mean? They're like 2 million Namibians. Lazy as hell. I'm sorry, Namibians. Y'all are lazy. You know, people just need to go to Namibia, help them out. You know, let them just, you know, sit at home, get their jobs.
Do what
Botswana, bruh. Come on. You know? The only people we can't compete with are Zambians because those people are gangsters. They're gangsters.
They're working, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, you haven't really given me, like, you know, the strategy. Okay, have you put, because season one is done, right?
Yeah.
And season one screened on ZTV.
Yeah.
So you've got all that. Have you put that online as yet?
Not yet.
Okay. What's stopping you?
I don't know, man. I'm just going to probably, you know, just thinking about putting in the next season online. I do have the whole season, though.
Okay.
So I think, you know... Sometimes, you know, you want artists.
Yeah.
Creative people become lazy at times. But I will. I will.
Fellas was laughing like, come on, dog. You ain't about that money right now. Are you about that money or not?
No. I'm gonna go and put the whole season. I was just saying that, you know, the vibe that I have right now, I don't understand why I should put something from the red screen, though. I want to put the...
Well, I mean, there are people like us who haven't seen it.
Who haven't watched it.
Yeah.
But go on YouTube, though. You might not have the whole 13 episodes, but you have bits and pieces of...
I want to watch the full thing, man. I want the full thing.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm actually really interested now.
Is it? No, yeah, I'm gonna go.
You got people like Jackie? You got Jackie's number? I need her on Cliff Central.
I'm gonna put it. Palissa? Yeah. Okay.
Everybody's watching. This territory is marked, my brother. I'm just playing with you.
Yeah,
we want the link. I mean, you know, because it's you know, you cannot grow as an individual within this industry,
within the media
entertainment industry. Everyone needs to grow together for it to even become an industry. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I'm talking about Be Amazing on CliffCentral.com, and then you know, Be Amazing is talking about Zim Conversations on Cliff. I mean, it's all an exchange of listenership and viewership, and when people start to think, hey, snap, there's some really dope brothers from Zim, then they'll start tapping into the markets and be like, okay, so, you know, Gatimbo, I try.
Exactly.
This year's are these owns, yeah.
Yeah, I know, I'm going to, there's one thing I'm really going to do.
So how many episodes have you shot besides the episode that you're shooting with me?
Oh, yeah, by the way, you're interviewing me, I'm going to interview you.
I don't even think you want me, like, I'm, you know, like, people don't really like me. Like, I'm not very likable, I don't know why. I'm not the most likable. I'm good on radio.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, as a person, I don't have a radio voice.
Though.
This is my voice. This is how I speak. But I'm just saying, like, I don't think I'm that likable of a personality in person.
What do you mean?
I don't interact that much. Unless I've taken a couple of shots of tequila.
Come on.
But otherwise,
the whole point in interviewing guys like you is to actually say to other people, you can do something from nothing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can start something and other people will actually start to come to you and want to be a part of you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people would really get some inspirations or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy, how did you start, though?
Are you interviewing me now?
On the show? Dude, like, I'm used to interviewing people, so yeah.
So this is kind of awkward for you, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's the first time, actually, though.
No, I agree. I mean, a lot of things we take... You know, there's certain things that you see and you're like, I don't think I can get there. I don't think I can do it. When it's just, you know, a phone call away at times. There's a lot that we can share with the youth. Say don't ever undermine your potential. I mean, and go out there, you know, win, lose. Exactly. I hate when people say make mistakes. I don't believe in making mistakes. Because then people make mistakes on purpose. Like, you know what? I'm going to try drugs because I'm allowed to make mistakes, you know. Oh, no, yeah. I'm going to have unprotected sex because, you know, mistakes happen. And maybe I might just have a kid, but it was a mistake. Now, I believe in mistakes like, okay, you thought filling the cup, you know, halfway was going to, you know, get you the results that you wanted. Mm-hmm. You were looking for, you know, positive results. You tried to aspire to those results and then it didn't work out. Then you had to go back to the drawing board to make a plan B. Those are the type of mistakes that I'm talking about, you know. So that's actually getting things wrong, not making mistakes. You're just getting things wrong and then, you know, you go back to the drawing board.
And, you know, one of the things they also say is that the tragedy of life is not death, but the things that we let die while we live.
Oh, so, yeah. Snap, I like that. Say that again. Come on, say it again.
Well, they say the tragedy of life is not death, but the things that we let die while we live.
You know, brother, preach.
Ah, come on.
So they're probably some of the people there here in Zim who probably have...
Here in SA.
Yeah. Sorry, come on. Yeah. Here in SA, though, who have big dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, probably they're, you know, smoking in some corner, and they probably think that,
or,
you know what?
Yeah, or just not putting themselves out there. I mean, fear, you know?
Fear sometimes.
Fear is a gone. Sometimes, and I mean, we're all subject to it, you know, fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
We're all subject to, especially me with women. Like, I will never approach a woman that I don't think is going to say yes. No, for real, though. Okay, imagine you're in a restaurant, right? And then you stand up, you get up from your table, you go to a woman, and she's like, get out of my face. Your chance of getting any other woman in that restaurant are a done deal. You know what I mean? Really? That's the kind of fear I'm talking about. But now, on a serious note, like, I mean, fear of rejection, fear of failure is a go on. And I mean, we need to get over that. Yeah. If we didn't get over that, we wouldn't be on Cliff Central. You wouldn't have, you know, a whole TV show. Simba wouldn't have done what he did. Rest in peace. You know, the Timulas, the Buffalo Soldiers, the Ten Diamonds. My boy Kamu. We've got so many people doing so many amazing things, you know, in the world right now. Actually, Ten Diamond has a song on his new album, A Few Good Poems, called Be Amazing. You know what? Y'all should work together to get that to be the soundtrack of your show or something.
Yeah, I heard the
track. I'm a genius when it comes to these things. Like,
yeah, I actually heard the track.
You see, Paulus is like, I got a man here. This nigga got focused.
Yeah, I heard the track.
Yeah.
Ten Diamonds is a dope brother, though.
He's doing big things
back in Zim. And personally, I've met him.
Mm-hmm.
And surely he's going to be coming on the show as well.
Yeah, good friend of mine. He's going to be... Oh, you haven't had him on the show yet? So who did you have on season one then? You're not 10?
Come on.
Like, come on. Most accessible dude. Very, very humble dude.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Okay, who did you have on the first 13 seasons? You had Jackie?
C-Coops is a young Zimbabwean living in the UK. She has some sort of magazine online thing going on.
Okay.
I had this armless girl. She's an artist.
Okay.
She paints with her toes, though. She doesn't have...
Wait, she paints with a toe? Oh, wow.
Yeah, she doesn't have hands.
Oh, okay. She's physically challenged. Oh, wow. That is awesome. She paints with her toes.
With her toes, bro.
You see, and you out there, people are just out here talking about, hey, times are hard. Salute you, my sister. Salute you. Uh-huh.
We also had people like Chomi Makina. Chomi Makina is a CEO. You know, one of those people who's come up from nothing, man. They work hard.
Yeah.
They became...
You got to love that about Africa, though. This is one continent where you can actually come from being nothing to something.
Especially Zimbabwe, bro.
I think definitely Zimbabwe, but I think a lot of African nations. I've lived in Asia, and I'm telling you, in Asia, if you're born poor, you're most likely going to die poor. Wow. Unless it's like some miracle, like you're adopted by a Jewish family or something, you know what I mean? But otherwise, there's no mobility. Yeah. There's very little mobility, yeah. Paulus, are we going to... go to a commercial. Okay, before we hit this commercial break, Tell me, can we get the full name, first of all? The full name, the credentials, the show, how we get on, how, you know, people can be interviewed on the show, because some people just want to be interviewed, okay. You know what I mean? How people can contact you, Twitter, email, Facebook, the whole
Okay. Well, Facebook page for the show is Be Amazing TV Show. Just spell it as it sounds, Be Amazing TV Show, just one word.
If they can't spell Be Amazing, I don't think they even want to be watching the show, but okay.
So they can just, you know, drop us an inbox, and the email as well is Be Amazing TV Show. And if you think you have an amazing story, or if you think you can inspire the people, just get in touch. My own personal Facebook page is Tami Kalinye Kushabadika. Yeah, Kushabadika. That's why I want to change it to something. Kumalo, this is the name.
You're ridiculous,
yeah. Come on, yeah.
Nah, man. Congratulations on, you know, actually succeeding at doing a whole season. Good luck with season 2. Put that stuff online. You know, we want to be able to support you. We want to be able to criticize you, because I criticize a lot. Critique.
Critique, yeah.
Yeah. You know, we want to critique. We want it to become bigger and better. We want to be a part of everything that's good as a nation, as Zimbabweans. It's sad sometimes. It's sad. But be amazing. You know, you give us hope. You give us inspiration. This is CliffCentral.com. Zim Conversations with your boy KF. We had Tami on the show, director and producer of Be Amazing, the TV show. So go on to YouTube, look it up, check him out on Facebook. Yeah.
So T, do you know that we host motoring's biggest power hour?
Yes, I do.
And do you know that it's not just a show about cars, but it's a show that covers a host of relevant motoring topics?
Yes, I do.
And do you know that there are over 1 billion cars currently in use on Earth, and that the new car smell is composed of over 50 volatile organic compounds?
No.
Make sure you're up to speed with all things motoring by tuning in to Auto Central every Monday morning at 9 a.m. just after the Gareth Cliff Show, or download the podcast on autotrader.co.za. Auto Central, motoring's biggest power hour, powered by Auto Trader.
Unfortunately, I don't know how to do any of those those dancehall Jamaican things. But like I promised y'all, Zim Conversations this Thursday, this show is dedicated to a very beautiful genre. We actually started the show off with Bob Marley's Zimbabwe. I'm so proud to be Zimbabwe, man. So proud that Bob Marley gave that shout out to our country. Legendary. But yeah, like we said, you know, we're dedicating this show to the dancehall lovers. Tonight, I hope you're all going to Baseline with Jazz Seat. I've got a very, very special group that's in the studio right now. They were supposed to come on first because I wanted to play a lot of their music at the beginning. But unfortunately, they got delayed. But they're here now. We've got the Zion Roots family. Is that how I pronounce it?
Yes, King. Yes. Zion Roots family.
Zion Roots family. You guys, your voices. You see, you guys should be hosting the show.
Is it?
I should have just given you guys the show, because the voices, it goes so in line with the genre.
Wow, lucky us then.
Okay, you're not lucky. We're lucky to have you guys. I mean, I was listening to your music. So I can be a bit of a douchebag. I'm not the best person. Like I said, people don't really like me. So I remember asking Solo. I'm like, Solo, can you send me one of your songs, because we want to play it, right?
Yes.
And I haven't had a lot of time these days. You know, I've been so busy. So I'm like, and then I saw the email and you sent 3 songs. I'm like, this dude, I told him send one. But then I just downloaded them all. And then I played them. I'm like, oh, snap. These people are pretty dope. You know, it's unfortunate that in the industry, people don't have someone within their own groups to tell them, okay, is our school fires.
Yeah, that is
school fire. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of people, unfortunately, I get a lot of emails, I get a lot of messages with music, and I'm like, hey, how do I tell this person, this is crap. You know, it's really hard, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I listen to your stuff, and I've been like, okay, why are you guys not international? Why don't I know about you guys? What are musicians and media personalities and actors and actresses from Zimbabwe doing wrong? But before we even get into that, can you introduce yourselves, please?
Oh, firstly, I would like to say, let's hope you were not flattering us by saying our music is good. Eh? Maybe we're one of those guys that you were just discussing, saying, these guys, why can't they just quit?
I am my Jack. Not
okay. Well, we say greetings. My name is Rootsman Spice, a.k.a. Solomon Tokwe.
I'm Zion Dota, a.k.a. Begezela Mkandla.
Yes, and we are the Zion Roots family.
Wow, man, that is awesome. So I've been okay. Is it just the two of you guys, or is there a band? Because usually with the genre, you know, it comes with a band and.
Yes. There's actually a band, and the name of the band is Zion Roots Family. Okay. Zion Roots Family now is was actually the joint venture of four of our starting letters.
Okay.
Like Zion. Then Roots.
Oh, okay.
So that's how we formed the name, okay. Zion Roots. And also, I would like to mention that the my name's Roots Man Spice.
Mm-hmm.
The roots from that is different from the roots that you normally know.
Mm-hmm.
The roots from that is actually R-U-T-S.
Yes, I noticed that.
And
yeah.
If you actually research about that roots, I only get the meaning of the word now.
Mm-hmm.
That it's actually is, you see, when a car passes by in a muddy road,
mm-hmm.
it leaves those marks.
Yeah.
Those marks that it leaves in the mud or in the sand soil are called the roots, R-U-T-S.
Okay.
So now, joining with Zion Daughter now, we would like to say we're actually here under the sun to leave Zion marks.
Wow. That is awesome, man. That is awesome. I feel like I'm not even supposed to be on this show. I'm going to try and switch up the accent and sound a bit more, you know. Okay. So how big is the band?
Well, the band is got about six guys, two guitarists, namely the lead guitarist, the rhythm player, and also I can actually say three because the other one is also playing the bass guitar.
Okay.
Now we've got the drummer, and we've got Zion Daughter, and we've got me.
That is awesome. One thing I gotta say is that it's always beautiful with reggae, raga. We're gonna get into that, but with this genre, how deep you guys get. Very intellectual, very academic, and there's always an essence, there's always depth to your messages, and even the way you guys articulate, your everything that you say in general, like even the name of your group, you know, of the family, let's call it the family, is very inspirational. It's really awesome. I wanted to ask, what's the difference? Because when we started the show, I said, I'm dedicating this show to dancehall. Oh my God, I just got a CD. We got to take a picture of this. Keep on surviving. And this is the song I'm actually going to play. This is my favorite song.
Wow.
So this is the single. This is really awesome, man. This is really awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I really
can you guys autograph it for me?
Definitely.
Yeah, I need an autograph.
I really also must say that I think we're actually having some things in common, you know, because actually that's also my favorite song.
it's an awesome song. But yeah, can you guys explain to us what the differentiation is between... No, not between, among the three labels of the genre. There's dancehall, right?
Yes.
There's reggae.
Yes.
And there's raga. Is there a difference there? Like, can you just explain those to us?
Actually, I would like to say there are actually four.
Okay.
It's only that the other fourth one is being phased out.
Okay.
It was actually ska music.
Okay. Never heard of that.
That's where it all started. So after ska music, there was reggae. So from the reggae now, recently, actually, Morgan Heritage was in Zimbabwe.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
And I still recall their words. They actually said, it's not dancehall music which liberated Zimbabwe. It was reggae music through Bob Marley.
Yes.
You see. So basically what I'm trying to say is, dancehall music and raga music are actually given birth by reggae.
By reggae.
Yes.
So they're like sub-genres within the larger genre, which is reggae.
Yes.
So I can describe dancehall as being reggae. It falls under reggae as well.
Yes.
Right?
That's why actually now when they talk about it, in a way saying reggae dancehall.
Okay. That makes sense, man. I've been educated finally. I've got friends who listen to reggae and they couldn't tell me that. Y'all need to go to school.
You see.
Y'all need to go
and
to
school. Also, to top up on that, I would also like to say that's why you see most people, they get related to reggae first,
mm-hmm.
before they get to dancehall.
Okay.
Whereby those who understand dancehall first will never really understand. Some of them can actually dig down until they reach reggae. You see.
That's awesome. Okay. Zion, I want the world to hear your voice. So can you tell us a bit about, so when my brother contacted me, he said, shout out to you, Frank. He said that you guys have an opportunity to perform in the UK.
Yes.
So what's going on? Can you tell us a bit more about that? What's the name of the event? When is it supposed to happen?
It's a vegan festival in Bristol.
Okay.
Yes, and we are still looking for sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll get them before the end of the year.
Okay, when is it going to happen?
It's in May 2017.
May 2017. Okay, yep. That's a bit of time. There's Zimbabweans with money. I don't know what's wrong with Zimbabweans. You know, I've been saying, Zimbabweans, I hope you're listening. Zion Roots family is trying to go to Bristol to perform. And they're covering your accommodation, yes, and your stay there, right? Yes. But then what you guys have to do is get there. And, you know, I've worked for Haifa before, and I've worked for a lot of festivals. And it happens a lot that, okay, our budget is weak. This is what we can do. But can you guys get here, you know? And that's a starting point.
Yes.
And if they're reasonable corporates, they should be willing to say, okay, it's a couple of flights, you know?
That is true.
So, yeah. So how did this come about? How did they hear the music?
Well, we're always applying for festivals.
Okay.
Since the release of our album. And locally, we've actually been featured in a couple of festivals. Talk of the time that Chronix came through. We performed it at the Chronix show. Mm-hmm. We also performed at the Sizzler show last year.
Sizzler. Hey, man, I grew up on Sizzler. Kalonj.
Is it?
Yeah. You see, even the accent changed. Kalonj. I sounded Jamaican. Right there, man. Right there.
Actually, for me, it was actually the second time. Because also in Zimbabwe, the time that he came through, I was working with the Transit Crew.
You were Transit Crew. I was there when Sizzler came through to Zim. I think, I don't know which, he's been to Zim a couple of times.
Yes.
But
yes.
I remember, I think one time was in 2009. Time.
Yes, that's the time that
I met him. I met him Kumarasta, right? And then I was the usual me. I took off my Nike and I asked him to sign it, right? And these are my favorite pair of sneakers. But then he was drunk, so instead of signing, he scribbled on my sneakers, and it was a permanent mark. I still got them, but I mean, it's not really a sister signature. Unfortunately, okay. I mean, so you guys have been doing it well.
Yes, we're trying.
And you've been doing it for a long time, Zion. When did you get into the music industry?
I got in the music industry when I was, 20.
Okay.
Yes. Back home with gospel groups.
Okay.
Yes. I then joined a band which was, they were staying in Kwekwe. And I performed with them for about 2 years. Then I came to South Africa. That's when I met Rootsman Spice.
Oh, that's awesome, man. And, you know, there's so much. Collaboration is important.
That is true.
Collaboration is important. I was talking to Tammy. And Tammy, I'm sure you got to interview these people on Be Amazing, because this is an amazing, amazing group. But I was talking to Tammy, and we're talking about, you know, we cannot come up as an industry. Film, the arts, music, entertainment, you know, media, the whole enchilada. We cannot come up as individuals. We need to bring each other up. There needs to be a lot of collaboration, a lot of people coming together, a lot of people pulling resources together, together. Because everything, you know, it's integrated at the end of the day.
Yes.
You know, TV, radio, digital, it's all integrated. Some people might not see it on, you know, on SABC, but see it on YouTube. Then when they see it on SABC, they'll stay tuned in because they saw it. You know, so you got to bring it together. And what avenues have you guys thought? Okay, people who are listening right now, how can they get in touch with you and say, like, because remember I was talking about you guys opening up a GoFundMe page. Did you manage to do that? It wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work because actually we tried it, but then it was saying it's if we don't have an American address along with an American bank account,
okay,
we can't manage to run.
So I've never tried it, but I've seen friends who've had GoFundMe pages. One of them's name is Kudzichikowe, right? And she's in Canada.
Okay.
And she actually raised.
Yeah. If you are in Canada, also those are supported countries.
Yeah, and she actually managed to go to, was it the Philippines, to assist orphans and stuff from the money that she made. That's, I think, cool. It's all about. So I think, you know, if anyone's listening, get in touch with the Zion Roots family. If you're in the States or in the UK or, you know, in Canada, and maybe open up a GoFundMe page for them. And, you know, I mean, something needs to be done because you guys need to go, man. And Facebook is the way forward right now, you know, like, I think Facebook is mainly GoFundMe is mainly for Facebook thing, right? I've seen it on Facebook, yeah. So, because it's important, but we'll keep, you know, trying to push on our side as Zim Conversations on Cliff Central. We'll mention it every time on the show. You guys just need to leave us details of, you know, how you're going to do it.
Okay.
Of how people can get in touch with you and, you know, access you guys, because we want to see the Zimbabwean light shining bright.
That is true.
And
that's true.
You know, yeah, because things are tight in Zim. Mm.
That is true.
People need motivation, man. You know, they need motivation. And music is, I wish I could sing. I have no talent whatsoever. I'm the least talented individual on earth.
That's why
I can't sing,
say,
I can't act, I can't do nothing.
That's why we actually dedicated the album into making it Keep On Surviving, you know.
Okay.
We named the album Keep On Surviving because we know that a lot of things can try to push us down.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not really financially, maybe in a relationship.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You might meet a partner who's not.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? What was that about?
You might meet a partner who's not too good to you, you know. So you just have to hang on.
I don't believe in hanging on. It's like if your person ain't good, you gotta leave. If your person ain't good, leave, man. Or else you'll leave without a heart.
Yeah. Keep on surviving, my brother.
The only way to keep on surviving is by leaving. But anyway. Okay, so this is... Oh, so you guys gave me the whole album. This is a 15-track album. Oh,
yes.
Wow. This is awesome. Okay. Questions. Is this being sold?
Yes, yes.
Where is it
currently,
being sold?
Currently, you can... Unfortunately, currently, you can only get it from our shows.
At the
moment, and directly from us.
And directly from you guys. How much is the CD going for?
It's only going for 100 rand.
Okay.
But
15 tracks, that's dope.
We're actually having talks with the distribution companies so that we can have a deal. We had one that was saying that they just need to clarify a few things. In 3 months' time, it will be in shops.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, that is amazing, man. That is amazing.
And also, if I may just add on to that, on that album, we worked with a couple of producers, one from Jamaica, who actually came this side, then the other one also from Jamaica, but we only interlinked via through emails and WhatsApp.
I mean, that's the way forward these days. I mean, you don't need to be in the same vicinity, yeah.
That is true. Then the other one from Zim, the other one from South Africa, Mozambique, and Spain.
Whoa. You guys are international already. Y'all are international already.
We're trying.
We need to get this money, man. People need to get this money. Come on, guys. This is an investment on its own. That you know what I mean? When did the album come out?
It came out in May. Then
You guys have been sitting on this album, man. May?
We launched it. We launched it in Bryanston, Catalonia. It's a Russian restaurant.
Okay.
Then it was also launched in State Theatre. Then in Pretoria State Theatre.
Okay.
Then it was also launched in Kempton Park and Bronco Spirit at Sync Shack. Yes. And actually,
When's your next show? Like, can you give us like a lineup of shows that you guys are going to be having in the next week, month? Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. On Tuesday, the 25th, we are at Sync Shack in Bronco Spirit, and after that, we are at Kalinin in Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
On the 29th, and she skipped on the 22nd, this coming Saturday, we're in Centurion Railway Cafe.
Oh, snap. You know what? This said I've got the mamas, but I could... What time are you guys in Centurion?
That one, we're playing from 1 up until 4 p.m.
Oh, snap. Afternoon. Baby, if you're listening, we got to go for that one. We got to go for
it's
this
in
one.
Irene.
Where?
Then each and every Thursday... Oh, it's actually in Irene.
Okay.
Centurion Railway Cafe. That's the name of the place.
Railway Cafe, all right.
Then each and every Thursday, we are playing at Manhattan Hotel.
In Pretoria.
Pretoria.
Oh, snap. Are these gigs paying, though? Or is it... What is it? Is it a matter of you guys taking the door, or are people actually appreciating enough to say, okay, when we book you, we pay you?
We've got a few that are get takings.
Mm-hmm.
Then most of them are actually flat fees.
Flat fees.
Yes.
So you give flat fee to the let's say
the
promoter.
The
okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean that's awesome. At least you know people are appreciating the music because there's a problem that we have of not appreciating music. You know that thing that people always say, and we'll give you a chance for exposure. That word is very common in this industry.
Yes.
Exposure.
Most of us.
I've heard that word so many times.
Actually,
it's ridiculous.
Actually, if I may say. I've actually turned that place, that name exposure into exploitation. Because really, what they are really trying to do is exploit us.
Exactly.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, because what we are doing, what you are giving them is business.
Mm-hmm.
They will have actually guys coming.
You're
in
giving them
place,
exposure because when you tell all your friends about your show that's coming through, like I now know that there's a Railway Cafe.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm going to be there. I hadn't known about it, but they're getting exposure.
That's
in fact,
wonderful.
we're exposing Railway Cafe on Cliff Central right now. Huh? Come on now. But yeah. Okay, so those are the shows that are lined up for the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
I'll see you guys at Railway. I'll see you guys at Railway. 1 to 4, that's dope.
Definitely, I'll be looking forward to that.
So how can people get in touch with you guys? Facebook, you know, emails and stuff.
Yes, we've got a Facebook fan page, Zion Roots Family, Z-I-O-N-R-U-T-S, Family, F-A-M-I-L-Y.
Okay.
Yes. Then our email address is zionroots@gmail.com.
That's
Z-I-O-N-R-U-T at gmail.com.
Is it R-U-T or R-U-T-S?
R-U-T-S.
R-U-T-S.
Thank you very much.
C-I-O-N-R-U-T-S. @gmail.com. So get in touch with the Zion Roots family, man. They're doing amazing things. We're about to play one of their songs, but before we play their songs, can you guys sing for like 30 seconds? Let's turn the background track off, Palisa. Give us something that's not the single Keep On Surviving. Hit me with what's the other one that I listened to? Mutini Mira.
Lovely. Actually, it's her favorite. So she's lucky today.
Just hit us with like a 30 second clip right there before we cut the show off.
Inzo mutini mira, mutini mira, mutini mira wedu. Iwo mutini mira, mutini mira, mutini mira wedu. Kutaka tingoma ye pasi chigare, makuru ne vadiki vakatamba. Vachifunga iza huru vaiwe,
ndikatizi jaya. Uya undiburite munanga, rika uya rika ndiburita iwe.
Uri mutini mira, mutini mira, mutini mira wetu.
Golly, this is talent. This is talent. Round of applause, man. Yo, Zim Conversations, CliffCentral.com. It's your boy KF. Shout out to my boy Kamu, wherever you are. Get that money. Be safe. God bless you. Zion Roots family, thank you so much for coming through. Tammy, thank you so much for coming through. We're going to close the show off. See y'all next Thursday. Oh, no, not see y'all because this is radio. yeah, next Thursday, 10 a.m. Catch the podcast. It's going to be out in a sec. Zion Roots family, their latest single off their latest album, Keep On Surviving. We out.
CliffCentral.com.